Gym class coming your way on a Thursday. Happy Groundhog's Day, everybody. Yeah, the one day in the last 17 weeks we've had the sun in the morning, and it has happened to be Groundhog's Day today, so that means six more weeks of winter. If you are a fan of Punxsutawney Phil, or his Midwest equivalent, whatever the case may be. We welcome you in, Scott Unash, alongside Mark Dukes, Alex Kuhn, our producer. It is the Thursday edition of the Gym Class program right here on KGYM. We'll talk Super Bowl with John Cranton from Jim Fice Sports in Las Vegas. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. We'll have our prop extravaganza, where you're going to have a supersized edition of the Carl Nerney's Pick 6, the final Carl Nerney's Pick 6 of the year. One more chance for somebody out there to win a $30 gift certificate, and that is to Carl Nerney's Good Time Pub and Grub in Iowa City. Also today, exclusively right here for you on the KGYM Gym Class, we are going to have a four-pack of tickets to see the UNI men's basketball team next Wednesday night, February the 8th. They'll be at the McLeod Center to take on the Salukis of Southern Illinois. And we will give you an opportunity to win those on the program coming up here today as well. Sun's still out today, Mark. Happy Groundhog's Day. This is a day you don't want the sun.
At least not where Punxsutawney Phil is.
I didn't hear how he did today.
Saw his shadow, didn't you?
I know he did here.
Okay.
It's not Punxsutawney Phil, but whatever his Midwest cousin is, definitely saw his shadow today. Now, it hasn't been a bad winter, so we have really nothing to complain about. I've only had to use the snowblower twice, and it's worked both times. Thank you for asking, everybody out there. Yeah, knock on wood. Wait. There we go. All right, so we've had to use that a couple of times. But other than that, it's not been too bad. It was a cold spell, but can't complain really about this winter.
Been pretty mild, as was UNI's shooting last night against Illinois State.
So
first
was
place Illinois State. Yeah, I wasn't
so was
much,
Illinois State.
If you're an offensive person, there wasn't much there for you. There was a lot of defense and missed shots and whatnot. UNI in the game for much of it. But it's a tough place to play, especially this year, Illinois State undefeated in the Missouri Valley Conference.
They are, and I will say this, though. There was good defense played last night. Both UNI and Illinois State are two of the better defensive teams you're going to find around. And with that in mind, you knew coming in you were going to have a lower scoring game. And that's why it was so paramount for the Panthers last night to not fall behind, you know, 8-10 or whatever it was in the second half. They did at the end. Made some threes in the end. Spencer Haldeman hit a couple of threes there. Got a little bit closer, but just too big a hole. And Illinois State's a good team. 19-4 now for the Redbirds. And I don't know how, again, you can keep the NCAA tournament.
Wichita State keeping pace by beating Drake last night as well.
Yeah, but Drake gave him a game.
Yeah.
Drake gave him a game, and they killed it to 8. So, hey, it is what it is, right, for the Missouri Valley. And that's kind of – you missed our talk with Jerry Palm yesterday from CBSSports.com. You can go back and visit the podcast at the website, KGYMRadio.com, today.
Got golf going on in Phoenix, Arizona, the Waste Management Phoenix Open. Zach Johnson back in the mix. He just made double bogey as we went on the air.
Ooh.
He had made a birdie, but has now made double bogeys plus one on the day through five holes, the lead being held by Hideki Matsuyama, the defending champion.
I'm just happy because Darren Clark hit a shank. Why do the pros always hit a shank and then they come back and hit one stiff and make a par?
Because they are pros.
That's
Scott.
Right.
Yeah.
Me, I'd be trembling and grabbing another ball and getting a quadruple bogey on that. But yeah, that's why they're pros out there. Of course, this is a tournament that is widely known around the country. If you are a fan of golf that would like to see more crowd interaction, this is your cup of tea because they get the biggest crowds routinely on the PGA Tour. I mean, you're talking 200,000 people a day at the TPC Scottsdale, which can handle it. It's a TPC course. It's made for people to be out there and watch. Great venues for the spectators to be. And, of course, they have the famous 16th hole, the par 3 that is surrounded by grandstands that you are encouraged to make as much noise as you can humanly do, except when they're actually striking the ball. Other than that, you can. It's pretty much a free-for-all in there.
They'll get 100,000 people on that hole alone.
Yes.
It's Cameron Indoor Arena on turf.
On steroids.
On steroids.
Is what it is. And it used to be they had caddy races. Now, they cut that out a couple of years ago because a caddy injured himself falling over one of the rocks. And if you've never been in the desert, those rocks will... They kind of jump out at you a little bit, and they can cause a lot of damage. And then you have, of course, the jumping cactus out there. So if your ball goes near a cactus, anywhere out there, this is Scott's advice for you today. If you're headed out to the desert in the next couple of weeks, don't just let it go.
I've experienced jumping cactus.
Let it go, man. Let the ball go.
Playing golf in Arizona, you hit it off track into the desert, and look what looks to be like... lame cacti, if you get close to it,
bang.
I had some needles on me and it didn't feel good, and my Arizonans who were in the group with me were just laughing.
They weren't helping.
No,
they were just laughing.
Welcome to Arizona.
Yeah,
but the players embrace that hole. What that's what I like. I saw earlier John Rahm, who won last week on the tour. He put on a Pat Tillman Arizona State jersey.
Because he's an Arizona State guy.
Just for that hole.
Yep.
And people, of course, in Arizona love Pat Tillman, and who doesn't? But he wore the jersey for just one hole, and other players would do similar things on that hole. And if you don't embrace it, you're going to get eaten up.
Because and if you don't hit it close, you're going to get eaten up.
Yeah, you make bogey.
You get heckled. They boo you. unmercifully. Boo you out there. If you don't hit it close, they boo you.
They sell beverages on that hole, too.
They do. This just in. Well, yeah, that's kind of where the... and, of course, CBS puts McCord out there, and he helps feed the animals, as he said. They used to be allowed to throw things into the stands, but that was discontinued as well. Phil Mickelson threw footballs a few years ago, and the Super Bowl was in Phoenix. That was fun, and they just put things in their bag, used to empty it into the crowd and whatnot, just freebies out there. But yeah, that's pretty much gone by the wayside, but they do get a yell, scream, and drink.
It's refreshing because golf can be such a staid sport, staid and stale both. It's just really, I wish they had like a red zone channel just staying on 16 for every player.
Yeah.
It's entertaining.
It is. It is entertaining. It's a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun. But we'll keep you updated on Zach's progress throughout the day here on KGYM. We mentioned UNI fell last night to Illinois State, the Redbirds remaining unbeaten. Tonight, a very fun night at Carver-Hawkeye Arena for women's basketball. C. Vivian Stringer is going to make her return for the Rutgers Scarlet Knights as they take on the Iowa Hawkeyes for a 7 o'clock start down in Iowa City. And of course, all kinds of memories come flooding back. Dr. Christine Grant is going to be there. It's she has said tonight, unless something comes up. And of course, those two together, when Christine Grant was the... Remember, Iowa used to have, and you know this, Mark, as well as anyone, Iowa used to have separate athletic departments, basically, for women's sports and men's sports. And Christine Grant was the athletic director for the women's sports. And along with Bump Elliott on the men's side. And Christine Grant and C. Vivian Stringer were kind of the dynamic duo as far as Iowa City is concerned. Everyone remembers. Of course, it was a 22,000-some at the Iowa-Ohio State game back in the day in 1986. Was it five? Something like that? 1985 when they broke the record. And the fire marshals looked the other way, at least for one day. Vivian Stringer and Christine Grant wanted Iowa to set an attendance record and sell out Carver, and they ended up with over 22,000 people there for that game, I believe, against number one Ohio State. The Buckeyes did win that game, but Vivian Stringer took Iowa to a Final Four, and then, of course, had to endure the terrible tragedy. She lost her husband and eventually ended up going out to Rutgers, where she's had a great run over almost the past two decades now. Hard to believe it's been two decades since she has left.
Yeah, the team is not doing any great shakes this year. In fact, Rutgers is near the bottom of the Big Ten, and that's unusual because Vivian Stringer built a very consistent program at Rutgers. But yeah, 22-157 in Carver Hawkeye Arena.
I was there. A lot of people on the concourse.
Mm-hmm.
About 7,000 people. They were probably about 10 deep on the concourse that night. Now, you would not be able to get away with that in this day and age. Do I dare say that?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't think so. And I think there was a little bit of looking the other way by the fire marshals that day because it all went smoothly. It all went smoothly, but it was another red-letter day as far as Iowa athletics is concerned.
Tomorrow is the anniversary of that.
Is it?
February 3rd, 1985.
Iowa, Ohio State, that particular game. So, yeah, and like I said, they were kind of the dynamic duo back then as Christine Grant brought in Vivian Stringer.
It was unusual to have dual athletic directors, and I think Christine Grant was a somewhat polarizing figure at the time, but she did do a lot for women's sports at the University of Iowa. There's no question. And C. Vivian Stringer brought a lot of attention to the basketball program, successful teams, and that attendance record. I think people either fell on one side or the other about Christine Grant.
True.
I think.
But there's no doubt that she was terrific for women's athletics in Iowa City.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about that. And her legacy lives on, certainly. And Iowa, a favorite tonight, obviously, to win that one in women's basketball. And they need to get that win. As far as women's basketball, last night, Iowa State played a good half against Baylor. And then the Bears went to the locker room. And they came out and won by 30. And that's why they're the number two team in the country.
Indeed.
And looked every part of that. We'll have a Bowling Night in America wrap up because we are bound by contract to do that. We will do that coming up here in just a little bit. Although there was a sliver of good news, we'll get to that coming up a little bit later on. We got a supersized edition of the Carl and Ernie's Pick Six as well. But when we come back, we're going to talk with John Krant from Gym 5 Sports in Las Vegas because there's a lot to talk about. There's this little game coming up on Sunday that we need to go over quite a bit. Both with the actual game itself and then all the silliness as far as the prop bets are concerned.
We're going to do prop bets with John Cran. We're going to do prop bets on the Carl and Ernie's Pick Six. Wading through all John's, 20, 30-some pages, I felt like I was...
32 pages, I believe it was.
Cramming for a midterm. No, wait, I never did that.
Oh, I crammed. I crammed. We will take a break. Your texts are welcome, by the way, at 319-366-1600. If you have a question about the Super Bowl for John, you want to talk about the legacy of Iowa women's basketball under C. Vivian Stringer, love to hear from you out there. We'll take a break. Come back. Have more after this.
No matter what condition your credit is in, with Credit Amnesty exclusively at McGrath Kia, your problems are forgotten. Bankruptcy, divorce, repossession, plain old bad credit. Forget it. Credit Amnesty, now at McGrath Kia. Credit Amnesty clears the way for you to drive a brand new McGrath Kia today. Don't let bad credit keep you from driving a safe, reliable, affordable vehicle. We've helped hundreds with every credit problem imaginable. Now, imagine yourself in a new McGrath Kia. Stop dreaming. Start driving with McGrath Kia Credit Amnesty. Local lenders and nationwide financing sources have teamed up to put you in a new McGrath Kia. Over $5 million of credit amnesty financing to break the chain of bad credit. If you're listening right now, listen to this.
You should be driving a Kia from McGrath Kia, from McGrath Kia.
Credit Amnesty, exclusively at McGrath Kia. Log on McGrathAuto.com for details.
Okay, so I just got high-interest checking.
Sam!
And it gave me superpowers.
Wham!
I was at Midwest One.
Clunk!
And snagged a power checking account.
Crash!
With high interest.
Plump.
ATM refunds.
Squat!
And no service fees.
Squiggity splat!
It's really cool.
Splooskity skitty splaskity sploosh! Feel the superpowers of power checking. Visit MidwestOne.com where you're the one. Qualifications apply. Member FDIC.
covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes, the gym class on KGYM.
We are back, 319. Poll question upcoming at KGYMradio.com. We have the guys in the sports office coming up with one Super Bowl-related question. We will have that for you coming up here in just a little bit. We got basketball coming your way tonight on the North Gym, 107.5 FM, and that will be at 6:05, just after the top of the hour, 6 o'clock. Myself and Steve Dozier are going to head off to Springville, where we are going to be calling the action. Cedar Valley Christian tonight taking on East Buchanan, and we'll have the girl-boy doubleheader tonight beginning at 6:05. I always enjoy... We do rivalry Saturday with a lot of the 1A and the 2A schools. We go there a couple times probably during the tournament trail, but this is kind of the one time we go there for the regular season. And I always enjoy it because it's if you want Americana, this is what you need to do because everybody comes out and it's really neat to see. And no matter what the records are, no matter what, they always know somebody that's out there, and it's just kind of a neat atmosphere.
About 3 hours of Americana tonight, brought to you by Scott UNASH on KGYM.
Absolutely. Well, Dozier will be there, too.
Dozier will be there.
3:20. So that'll be coming up just past the top of the hour, 6 o'clock on 107.5 FM, coming your way tonight here on KGYM. Super Bowl Sunday, Atlanta and the New England Patriots. And we will get to that. We'll get to all the prop bets and more. That'll be coming up in just a little bit. But there are other things going on in the world of sports. And to talk about that, we welcome in John Cranton from Jim Feist Sports in Las Vegas. So you can follow him on Twitter at Jim Feist Sports or jimfeist.com. And it is Christmas week for you, isn't it, John?
You got that right. There's always enormous buzz. Super Bowl week in Vegas, really 2 weeks with the prop bets coming out late last weekend and then the game which everybody's buzzing about. So, well, we ended last football season with a defensive game with Denver and Carolina, turnover fest. And I don't know about you guys, but we're probably going to see a little more scoring than we did a year ago.
I think you got to. I don't think it's going to be real high scoring, but we'll talk about that more coming up in a little bit here. Before we talk Super Bowl, there are other sporting events going on, including Big Ten basketball coming up in Michigan State and the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Nebraska is going to be coming to Iowa City on Sunday. Prior to that, they have a game against Michigan State. And how about that one?
Yeah, good. A lot of good games tonight. Here's one of them in the Big Ten. There's an interesting money movement on this one. Nebraska at home here opened a one-point favorite last night. But now the Spartans are a one-and-a-half-point favorite, and the total's gone up from 135 to 137. One of Tom Izzo's best Michigan teams here of 13-9 have struggled on the road at 1-3. And even the last six games, just 2-4, but they do come off that win over rival Michigan, 70-62. And it's pretty clear what's going on with this team. They're just loaded with youth. You get this terrific Miles Bridges, a 6'7 freshman, and Nick Warren, another freshman. So it looks like a team that 2 or 3 years from now could be a powerhouse, but they have a lot of growing pains this season. 1-5 against top 25 teams, and they've been a bad free throw shooting team that can kill you in these close games. So a lot of growing pains with it. And then the Nebraska team, pretty good at home of 7-4, despite an overall losing record. They have a senior in Ty Webster who's terrific with 18 points per game, and he's got a couple of sophomores helping him out in Morrow and Watson. But the thing about Nebraska, it's been an up and down team. You got a close look at them a couple weeks ago when they took Iowa to a double overtime game in a thriller. But after that win, they lost six in a row. And in the last game, Nebraska beat number 20 Purdue, 83-80. They were 7-point underdogs. It was a very difficult team to figure out. And when you look at what they did against the Boilermakers, man, it's a big Purdue team. They crushed them under the boards, 40-35, including 15-11 on the offensive end. And their inside defense was just outstanding against a tall Boilermaker team that is so good up front. So it's a difficult team to figure out, but the way I want to look at tonight's game is probably a defensive game because you get the total here of 137. Tom Izzo loves to demand great defense from his team. Michigan State heading out on the road. They only have one road win on the road, and we just saw Nebraska play a terrific defensive game, so I think it'll be a close one, but I'll go with a lower scoring game than the odds makers think, 69-66 either way.
John, there's a new number one in men's college basketball, as you know. And Gonzaga will be on display tonight at BYU. First time ever BYU will have hosted a top-ranked team. That's in school history. Is it worth taking the Cougars and the points?
It's definitely worth staying up to watch this one. I'll tell you where the money's going on it. Gonzaga opened 8.5 last night, now 10-point favorite. So a lot of people believe Gonzaga's for real, and that's a lot to be laying here on the road. And the total's gone up, too, from 159 to 162. Here's Gonzaga, 22-0, and it's a team that you got Williams Goss, who's just been a terrific junior point guard, really does everything, including getting great steals. But what a front court, 2 7-footers up front. Just a remarkable team, a handful to face. They got the big guy Karnowski of 7-1, and this freshman Zach Collins, he's another 7-footer, and they got some other guys too who are 6-9. So it's just a difficult team to play. They have been covering Vegas numbers for a long time. The Zags 22-5 against the spread. That's probably another reason why people just keep betting this team, like we see in the NFL with the Patriots. You see well-coached teams, you just keep betting them, and they can get the money. And Gonzaga has been like that. But keep in mind, they can play great defense, too. When you saw them against Iowa State, that was a 73-71 game. It was the only close game that Gonzaga's had all year. And that game went under the total. In fact, when they face winning teams, Gonzaga's 10-3 under. And then this BYU team, they're going to want to run tonight. It's an up-tempo team behind this terrific 6'10 sophomore, Eric Micah. He's outstanding. He's got some good help, too, young guys alongside him. But with youth, you know, you don't always win games, and they're 3-2 the last five games. They can give up points, too. They were at a 10-point favorite at San Diego, gave up 88 points in a loss, so it's been kind of a streaky team. Another thing to keep in mind with the Cougars, when they were in the role of underdog, 41-91 against the spread. They've been terrible going back over a decade. But, look, I'll have to look at a close game because they are going to be sky-high with the number one team in town, and they do have talent and offensive capability, so I'm going to look at a close one. I can't call for the upset, but laying 10 points on the road, no way. I think it's going to be Gonzaga 78-75 in a close one.
Yeah, I think so too, and this is probably one of the two hurdles left for Gonzaga as far as an undefeated regular season is concerned, at least going into the West Coast Conference tournament, just unless there's some sort of a crazy upset along the way. They go to St. Mary's in a couple of weeks also. Down the coast, so that should be very, very interesting right there. Let's talk a little NHL. How about that before we get to the Super Bowl? The Chicago Blackhawks playing good hockey. They're going to be in the desert to take on Phoenix. And let's talk a little hockey, John.
Sure, we got the Blackhawks here. Difficult stretch here. This is the second of a six-game road trip, and they're certainly hungry on this three-game skid. It's Tampa Bay and Winnipeg, and then they went on the road. That was at home, and they went on the road to San Jose to start this trip. So they're hungry for a win, but there's a lot to like about the Blackhawks because they have the rare balance in the NFL of star power and balance on the ice. They're 14th in goals scored. They're number 10 in goals allowed along with that star power. And the bettors have made them a minus 150 favorite, now up to 160. So they're getting the money. And I'm not, I can understand why, because when the Blackhawks face a team with a losing record, they're dominant, 42-17. Phoenix is actually on a nice run here, 3-1. The last four games that they've all been at home. This is the end of a five-game homestand for them. But there's not a lot to get excited about. Look at the numbers on this Phoenix team. 29th in goals scored and goals allowed. They've been one of the worst at both ends of the ice all season long. They're playing on one day of rest. The Coyotes are, and in that role, they're 9-24. The Blackhawks have really cleaned up against Arizona. 8-1 when they play here in the desert. So I have to go with Chicago. Maybe a 4-2 final score for the Blackhawks tonight.
All right, let's get into the Super Bowl, John. Not only have coaches Dan Quinn and Bill Belichick had 2 weeks to prepare for one another, but folks like us have had 2 weeks to digest this game, try to go over every angle. How about the game overall? Have the numbers moved at all? What are people thinking?
Boy, it's interesting. There hasn't been a lot of movement here. The Patriots 2.5 opened, and now they're up to 3. But what that means is they're a 3-point favorite, and then it's -105. And what that's telling you is the odds makers are afraid to make it 3.5 or move off that number. Because once they do, either way, the sharp guys are coming in with big money just to grab that half point. So it's probably going to stay this way through Sunday. Patriots 3-point favorite. The total 58.5, and we did see some 59s, but haven't really hit that 60 mark yet. But this should be a fun one. The game's indoors in Houston, two high-flying offensive attacks, two ace quarterbacks. If you want to figure out here what do the Falcons want to do, got to believe they want to get out in front early because they have speed on defense, but it's not a shutdown defense. And we've seen them this season, if they get behind in a pressure situation, that's kind of the big question mark. We don't know what a lot of these guys who haven't been here before this Matt Ryan's first game. On the other hand, they can go up-tempo with anybody. Third in the NFL in passing yards, tops in points, almost 34 points per game. It's just been a magical season for this team. And it's pretty clear, though, their defensive deficiencies may get exposed here. The Atlanta defense, number 26 in yards, number 28 against the pass. Remember, they lost their top cornerback in the middle of the season to an injury, and they're 27th in points. So they do have youth and speed on defense, and they can rush the passer, which you want to do against Brady. However, this team has given up points, 31 at home to Tampa Bay in the game they lost. They even lost at home to the Chargers, giving up 33 points. Twice they gave up 32 to the Saints, and Carolina hung 33 on them. So it's not an elite defense, although it has been very good here in the two playoff games. Then you got this Patriots offense that is so potent and balanced. They weren't balanced a year ago. They couldn't run the football. They had offensive line problems. They really straightened that out this season. And when they play indoor games, boy, these games are high scoring for the Patriots, 43-22. I'm sorry, that's against winning teams. And one thing I noticed that these teams met 3 years ago in 2013. Okay, different teams. But what was interesting about that game is it was a shootout of 30-23. The Patriots won at Atlanta. And look at the offensive numbers. The pass had 448 yards, Atlanta 457, and the Patriots did not have Rob Gronkowski. He was out, and he won't be playing this Sunday either. So got to believe both teams are capable of getting around 450 yards this game. So I'm going to have to look at a high-scoring game here. It might be a close one. It might even be decided in overtime or by a field goal, but I'll look at either team winning and topping 30 points. I'll go with 34-31.
That would be good for the country, I think, to see a good Super Bowl and a high-scoring Super Bowl. I think that would put things over the top. All right, now, props. We're going to talk about that here. We have our prop showdown, and you sent us, 30-some pages of props, so it's not like we it's not like we don't have our choice here. But we are each going to pick four props, three regulars for 1 point, and then we have our super prop bet for 2 points. And we'll just go around the horn here. Mark, we'll let John go first. He's our guest from Las Vegas. So what is your first prop bet, John, that you are going to go on?
I'm going to go in descending order, so my last one will be the best bet. I'll go with the Patriots over 30 points.
Pats over 30. Mark?
I'm going to go... I really went off the board on some of these, and just for fun, you know. I'm going to go players with a pass attempt in the game. I'm going to go over 2.5. That'd be a fun.
Is that your top prop? Or the
no, 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 no. I'm going to say my top for the last, John.
I will, too. I will, too. My first one is, will either team score 4 straight times? No.
No.
No. Hmm. There you go.
That's plus money, isn't it?
Believe so. I'm going to go with no on that one. That does not include extra points, by the way. It does include safeties. Does include or 2-point conversions.
And Mark, are you going to send a text to a Julian Edelman and say, please throw it off?
Probably the lacrosse player.
That'd be a fumbled field goal attempt, and the holder will throw a pass. Yeah.
Something like that. He's cooking something.
I'll go with number 3, the total sacks by the Atlanta Falcons over 1.5 because Brady has been sacked twice in each of these playoff games.
All right. Very good. Mark, number 2.
I'm going to go with Tom Brady 1 as well, John. Longest run for Tom Brady. Longest rush. I'm going to go over 3.5 yards.
All right. Very good. My second one. And if you're not having fun with prop bets, then you're not doing it right. So let's go to the world of college basketball, Mark. The Iowa Hawkeyes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Iowa Hawkeyes first half points versus my favorite lacrosse players receiving yards. Minus 22.5. And I'm going to take the Hawkeyes. I think they're going to score a bunch in the first half. And I will take Iowa in that one. So that's my second one.
Well, you're going to be the only one in the country calculating that on a Super Bowl Sunday.
Minus 22 and a half. Going to be at Carver trying to do math.
All right, I'll go with the first touchdown or the first touchdown of the game. Will it be a pass or any other score? I'll take the pass at minus 140.
All right. Mark?
Martellus Bennett receptions in the game. I'm going over 3.5.
Over 3.5. All right, very good. My third one, I couldn't do anything Tiger-esque because he's not going to make the cut. But our man Hideki Matsuyama is going to make the cut, by golly. I'm going to go with Hideki Matsuyama's fourth-round score, minus 19.5 versus the Pats and Falcons' longest touchdown in yards of the day. I will go with Matsuyama in that one.
You're throwing 19.5.
I'm throwing 19.5, okay. But I will go with Hideki, I guess, in that one.
Hideki to make the cut.
All right, he's leading right now, so I think he's pretty safe to make the cut.
I think you're like 8-0 with these golf props on Super Sunday, too.
I'm all done right, well with them.
My top prop will be Matt Ryan, pass attempts, over 38.5. I figure that a dog, if they're behind, he's going to have to throw a lot, so over 38.5.
That's your two-point pick, John?
Yep, that's my two-point conversion.
My two-point conversion is the same prop that you, Nash, outlined, Iowa basketball and Chris Hogan, but I'm going the other way. I'm going to take Chris Hogan receiving yards minus 22.5 against Iowa's first half point total.
Oh, we're both going to be looking at that.
No, listen, Iowa scores 40. I mean, Hogan has to catch 63 yards, right?
Right.
Come on.
He had 180 in the championship game.
But you're going Iowa, right?
I'm going Hawks.
I've got Hogan.
All right. Very good. Very good. My top one is a lot easier. I really want Atlanta to win this. Nothing to that. We've had enough Patriot wins. And I'm sorry to the Patriot fans. I get it. You like them. All that. I just want to see new blood out there. Lead change in the fourth quarter? No. There will not be a lead change. New England's going to have this one. So I will go with that as my best bet for the props.
So you'll be rooting for the Falcons, but you think it might be a runaway by the favorite?
Yeah, I think they're going to. I think it's a double-digit win. I think 10 or 11. I'm going to go with that.
Give me a final score then.
31-20, somewhere in there.
Belichick pulls out the defensive card. Very interesting. Okay, so we covered the board. How about Mark? How about your final score?
I've got 24-20 New England in my head, John, with Devontae Freeman fumbling at the one-yard line with the...
Oh, boy. Oh, my God, that's classic. I'll go with 34-31 Pats in a thriller.
John, I know I've probably asked you this before, but who the hell keeps track of all these prop bets?
Oh, they do, and they have them posted the next day, and you can go and collect. But they watch videotape and digital. They have to go through every single play, all the books do, just to double-check everything. You couldn't believe it. They're busy the next day for hours.
Mark, is your group getting together again this year that you used to be a part of?
I've never participated, but there is a group here in town, John, that they get together and make 100 prop bets on the day before the Super Bowl. I don't know how much money is wagered, but yeah.
Yeah, are there any Hawkeyes in the game? I didn't notice.
Oh, yeah, 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 Atlanta.
Jonathan Babineau, the defensive line.
Two linemen.
And Adrian Claiborne was.
But he will not be able to play.
He's injured, yeah.
But, yeah, at least a couple.
Isn't Derby, A.J. Derby, the tight end? Is
no,
he active?
He's a Bronco. He got traded.
Oh, Bronco, that's right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because he caught about 5 passes against the Chiefs.
My apologies.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all right. But good stuff. It will be a happening place if it isn't already, John, in Las Vegas this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, I actually heard about A.J. Derby all season long because when the Patriots both their tight ends, one out for the year, one banged up, in New England they were saying, why don't we trade A.J. Derby? The guy can play. I'll go with the free pick tonight will be that NHL game. I'll take Chicago Blackhawks. I think it's a good price on a very talented team. And if you're looking for to watch the ProLine videos with Jim Feist, you can check that out at jimfeist.com. Or if you can want to send Jim any notes or information, it's Jim Feist Sports. And if you want free picks each day and a recorded message, Jim has them at 888-294-1970 or at jimfeist.com.
All right, great stuff. Enjoy the Super Bowl, John, and we'll see how we did next week.
Sounds good. We'll see you then, guys.
All right, John Cranton from Las Vegas joining us here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class from Jim Feist Sports. Half the fun. You don't have to put money on this stuff, but just, you know, like we're doing, just have some fun with the bets.
Everybody at least have a dime or something on this game? Way or another?
You got to have something.
A pool?
You know, a drink, a buck. I don't care what it is. You got to have something on the Super Bowl and just and take in the Super Bowl. And, of course, we'll have it for you coming up on Sunday beginning at 1 o'clock. All three of our frequencies, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM. Pre-game show at 1. Pre-game show at 2, and the actual pre-game show, I believe, at 3 or 3:30 right there. And then they kick it off at 5:30.
A chance for you to answer our poll question today at kgymradio.com. Who deserves the most credit for the Patriots' success? Three choices: Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, or Robert Kraft. Thanks, T-Mobile's Hideaway. You can find him at, just off First Avenue, Southeast, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Reminder, the APC, they're going to be joining us here in just a little bit to do some picks. The supersized final edition of the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6. They're going to be down at Coach's Corner in Iowa City coming up tomorrow for the KGYM road trip, which is, of course, driven by Linder Tire. And find out more about them at lindertire.com. They'll be at Coach's Corner, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. Some KGYM swag and other prizes up for grabs, including a pair of WWE Live Road to WrestleMania tickets at the U.S. Cellular Center coming up, plus tickets to the Cedar Rapids Home and Builders Show at Hawkeye Downs. And you get your raffle ticket when you walk in the door. See Todd and Tyler tomorrow between 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock. They will be at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City.
We should probably get to the picks here pretty quickly. We've got Bowling Night in America recap and tickets to the UNI game.
Indeed. Also a reminder, speaking of Coach's Corner, they're the sponsor of our National Recruiting Day special coming up on Saturday. Todd, myself, Rob Howe from Hawkeye Nation will be here beginning at 10 o'clock. We'll go from 10 until 12 noon. It's brought to you by Coach's Corner in Iowa City. We'll talk Hawkeye recruiting, a little bit of Iowa State, a little bit of UNI as well. So that'll be coming up this Saturday morning on all three of our frequencies beginning at 10 o'clock. Before we get to bowling, let's do this. Alex, we got tickets to give away for next Wednesday night's UNI Southern Illinois game. Salukis and the Panthers from the McLeod Center in Cedar Falls. It's a family four-pack, and you need to make your way down to the station to be able to claim at that particular prize. So we're going to give those away right now to caller number 6. And, only call if you can use them. We do ask that, please. 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Caller number 6, you are going to pick up those UNI tickets. All right, Bowling Night in America before we get to a break. I was not there. You were. I did not enjoy the text that I was getting and receiving from said Bay City Bull.
Well, I'm sorry about that, but I must text only the facts. Let's just put it this way. Late in the third game, our teammate Bobby Davidson was heard singing to himself.
Singing?
Mama said there would be days like this.
Mm, and there were.
And it was a night like this. That's a Sherelle song, by the way. Did you know that? I had to look it up.
Okay.
At any rate, Bowling Night in America. Rusty Nails lose all four. Second game close, nine-pin a match. So we fall 48 wins, 40 losses, down to fifth place. Still within reach of some good things.
Still only, 7.5 out of the lead?
Yeah.
And I think the leaders are coming soon. They got to be soon. We haven't bowled them in a long time.
There was a bright spot for the Rusty Nails. Our own Rod Bruner. High game on the lanes in the mature Evergreen League. 288. Rod threw 10 straight strikes and then just missed his 11th ball. Left the 6-10. 6-10. Yeah. 288 for Rod Bruner. Buzz Brian Moore added again. 760 for the high series. Mike Robinson with the only other 700 series at 728.
Awesome. Good to see Rod's name in the paper today from the old mature Evergreen.
Everybody
league.
Was pulling for him.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Was it a pocket hit, though?
It wasn't far off.
Okay.
It wasn't far off.
Was he? Were you talking to him at the end? Were you leaving him alone?
Is it he was actually pretty calm. Okay. And we were business as usual. Yeah.
All right. Very good. If you want to inquire about Open Bowling Pro Shop, please stop at May City Bowl, Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. And website again, phone number?
MayCityBowlCR.com, or you can give them a call at 362-0136.
All right. We'll be back trying to do better next week. All right. Trying to do better one more time is the panel for the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6. That is coming up after this. By the way, congratulations to Charlie of Cedar Rapids. He's going to go see the Panthers take on Southern Illinois. Back with more after this. May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Mature League, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. Many entrepreneurs love the flexibility that comes with owning their own business. Cabbage offers a line of credit of up to $100,000 with the flexibility small businesses need. Apply online or from your phone. You will get a decision in minutes and can use any amount you need when you need it. Cabbage has provided over $2.5 billion in funding to 90,000 small businesses and is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Go to cabbage.com or call 888-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the gym. First Federal Credit Union, financial solutions for the way you live. FirstFedCU.com.
Member NCUA and equal housing lender.
Hear that? That's your engine telling you something to never settle. Because good enough has never been good enough. And your engine knows it. So give it Valvoline Full Synthetic. Specially formulated with our highest quality base oils and premium additives for an unsurpassed level of protection. Choose Full Synthetic from Valvoline. 150 years under the hood. For DIY tips, hot rides, cool merch, and exclusive content, head over to TeamValvoline.com. Join for free today.
Golink, it's pretty easy for you to get energized about the big game, right?
That's a no-brainer, Greeny.
Well, what if I told you there was a way to get energized about every single day?
All right, I'm listening.
Golink, I'm talking about the new GNC.
Well, Greeny, what's new?
Three big things. The new GNC has lower prices, free cashback rewards, and even more innovations from the best brands.
Well, the new GNC sounds like a winning team.
That's right, and if you need the courage to take the first step toward any of your goals, check out your GNC store or GNC.com. Hashtag one new GNC. As any sports fan knows, nothing feels better than winning. And right now, when you come to Applebee's for lunch, you could win big with their all-in burger meal deal.
Come into Applebee's and try one of their all-in burgers with fries and a bottomless Pepsi for just $9.99.
You could win the chance to produce Mike and Mike for a day.
You could also score great instant win prizes, including a free all-in burger meal deal and pro sports tickets.
Hurry, because this deal won't last long.
Only at Applebee's.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the gym class, KGYM.
Back with you at 3:47 here on the Thursday edition of the gym class, KGYM. As we get closer and closer to Super Bowl 51, you can hear it this Sunday, presented by Mediacom, beginning at 1 o'clock with the pre-game show right here on KGYM. That is the subject of the final Carl and Ernie's Pick 6 of 2016-2017.
Say it ain't so.
What is longer, the bowling season or this? I think the bowling season still.
I definitely think bowling.
I think bowling. Yeah, we still got 12 more weeks to go. So, nah. But anyway, it's been a lot of fun, and I hope I can bring home the bacon here. Look, I'm doing that looking at Floyd's replica over there. So, one more time, Todd, welcome in. The czar of the Pick 6.
Taking a page out of the Washington playbook, if you can't beat them, change the rules of the game until you control how the game is played. We're going to pick 10 prop bets.
Woo-hoo!
8 prop bets and then the over-under on Super Bowl 51. So we're going volume here and thinking perhaps this is going to sway not necessarily the team outcome, but the individual race is on the line.
By the way, we encourage
this. We go 15-15. That would force these guys to go 30-0 because they're 14 games back right now.
So you're saying 15 is the magic number? Is that what you're saying? 15 so you're saying is the magic number.
There is a chance.
Okay. There is a chance.
And we've got Sean with us this week. We've got a full panel.
So
very excited about
there's
that.
There's a chance.
Sean, what's going on at Carl and Ernie's and Coach's Corner for the Super Bowl on Sunday?
All right, Super Bowl. How you guys doing?
Good. Hey, thanks for helping us all year with the pick six, though. We have a lot of fun
with it. Absolutely. Been doing it the last 3 or 4 years. I think this is the first year you guys might win, huh?
It might be.
That a boy. Take your shots. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we got half-price pizza all day long. We're going to do half-price wings all day long. 32-ounce, $5 32-ounce domestic draws both places. What else we got going? I think that's about it.
And you're the saying, Hawks play Sunday, too.
Pizza and wings.
You're saying this is like the NL Central, then, right?
Yeah, you got to get one every now and again, Todd, you know?
That was Mark, by the way. Oh, incentive. You're giving the bulletin board material.
All right. Tyler won last week, so he gets the honor of making the first call here.
Glorious until victorious,
literally
boys.
And figuratively, because the first pick today is the coin toss. Heads or tails, Tyler?
They say tails never fails, right? If I got to try to catch Scott Unash back 6 games in the final week, he seems like he's the type of guy who's the right in the rhythm. I'll go heads on that.
All right.
Sean, heads or tails?
I'm going to go tails. I'm a tails guy.
Aren't we all?
Scott. Tails. Tails never fails.
Knew it. Knew it!
Mark, you strike me as the guy that would call heads.
Whenever I have an opportunity to make a coin toss choice, it's tails.
I only had to do the coin toss once in a 7th grade football game. I chose tails. It landed on tails. I'm going to stick with it. Give me tails.
I'm going to go with heads. I got to go support my teammate here, Tyler.
Support the team!
Will the team that scores first be the team that wins the game, Sean?
Is that a yes or no question?
Yes.
Sure, yes.
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 I also take yes.
Nay, no.
I'll say yes.
I'm going to say yes.
Putting Mark in an island, Tyler?
No, I'm not. Patriots win the toss, defer to second half. Falcons get a field goal opening drive.
So the answer would be no.
No.
Okay, the first team to commit a penalty. Scott.
As we all know, the Patriots don't make penalties. Atlanta.
It's a pass interference call on Atlanta.
I'll say it goes against the Patriots.
You guys are passing up the obvious New England cheats joke here, so of course the first penalty is going to be on New England.
We're passing that up, aren't we?
The Birds are going to want to set the tone early. I expect maybe an offside hitting the offensive lineman. Yeah, give me Atlanta.
Sean, first penalty.
Score the Patriots.
All right. Mark, I thought this was one of the more interesting numbers out there. Combined sacks for both the Patriots and the Falcons, over or under 4?
Pass.
Yeah, pass.
Can you give me a hook one way or another?
I didn't want to
come
add,
on.
I didn't want to add.
Combined sacks, 4. I'm going to say under.
Alex.
I'm going to go ahead and say over. I thought these were two of the better defensive lines in the playoffs.
You know what? I'm going to say under here. Those lines take care of business.
Business.
Vic Beasley, too.
He's calculating.
You know what? It's at 4, right?
4.
Give me the... Nah, Brady and Ryan are too smart. They'll get the ball out of there. Go under.
Sean, over under 4 sacks for both teams.
I'm going to go under with that.
Scott, are you going to put Alex on an island?
I am. I'm going under.
All right. Will Patriots running back LeGarrette Blount score a touchdown? This can be either rushing or receiving, Alex.
I think he will, yes.
I'm going to say no. Tyler.
This is an easy one. I think it's the easiest one. Yes, absolutely. They love putting the meat in the middle in Atlanta. They need a bruiser to get through.
I like how Tyler shakes his head yes when I say no. And I think he's going to agree with me. And then he goes, this is the easiest one yet. And then he disagrees with me. Sean, LeGarrette Blount find the end zone, yes or no?
Absolutely, a few times.
Yes.
Yes.
No, no.
Thought there was an echo in here for a second. Okay, from the Patriots to the Falcons, Julio Jones, longest reception, over or under 25.5 yards. I get to start on this one. I'm going to say under for his longest reception. He's going to get his,
Malcolm
but he's
Butler.
Not going to have that big play.
Malcolm Butler, are you going to get burnt in this game? He showed up in the Seahawks Super Bowl. I'm going to imagine he keeps Julio at least kind of contained. I'll say under as well.
25.5 yards, over, under, Julio Jones' longest play of the game. Sean.
Let's go over.
I like Sean's thinking. I'm going over as well. Roll Tide.
Over.
Kyle Shanahan even said that he thinks that New England's going to really try to take away Julio Jones. I think he has a few catches, but I'll say under.
Okay, Tom Brady completions, Tyler, over, under 25.5. This is completions.
I think it's right at 25, so give me the under.
Sean.
How about the over?
New England's going to win. They're going to run it. I'm going to go under.
Mark. Hello.
Dink and dunk, short passing game, over.
I second what Mark says. Give me over.
I'm going to completions? Man, I'm going to say under on this one. I think the Patriots are going to be able to take that lead, and then in the second half they're going to run the ball a lot. Matt Ryan, who we found out almost went to the University of Iowa. Very interesting recruiting nugget there. Winds up at Boston College. Matt Ryan, pass attempts, over under 38.5 pass attempts, Sean.
I'm going to say over.
They're going to be behind. He's going to have to throw. I'm going to go over.
Big question is, would he be in the NFL had he gone to Iowa? Over.
Absolutely not.
You ask Dan McGuire about that. Alex,
this Mr. is a team
Spring.
That has two really good running backs, and I think that this offense is really efficient right now. I'm going to go with the under.
I'm going to take the under here as well, although I think it's going to flirt with that number. Tyler?
Scott, what'd you take?
Scott took the over.
I'll take the under.
Okay, we get to the game itself, the over-under, the total in Las Vegas right now. 58.5 points, the highest total for a Super Bowl game in the 51-year history of the contest. Scott Unash.
Under.
Acting on inside information from John Cranton.
Definitely under.
Make it a clean sweep for the gym class. Give me under.
Oh. Opening.
Man. Why not? Let's have a shootout. I'll take the over.
Hey, damn right.
Tyler's going over.
31-27 gives
Sean,
me the over.
Are we going clean sweep on the over, or do you think this game will go under 58.5?
Oh, 58? That was 54.
I'm going to take the over.
I think it's going to be over at $2.20 a gallon. So.
Okay. New England as a 3-point favorite over the Falcons. Mark.
Definitely the Patriots.
Give me the Falcons to win the game outright.
No!
I'm rolling with New England because I like sleeping in bed and
yes,
not on the couch. Tyler.
That was the easiest pick of the year.
What are you going to take, Scott?
I think I've hinted, I think, yeah, what I'm going to take.
You know what? I think you're going to take New England, so... God, I don't want to take the birds, but I hate the Patriots. Give me Atlanta.
Sean's up.
What's the spread on this thing, guys?
3. New England's favored by a field goal.
Damn. Sounds too easy to take New England, so I'm going to take Atlanta. Man, that's tough. I'll take Atlanta.
Scott?
I'm done underestimating Belichick. I will take the Patriots.
All right, our tiebreaker will be the total points scored in Sunday's Iowa-Nebraska game. They know what day of the week this is. They know what day of the year this is. That tip-off on Sunday is at 1 o'clock, so you can go to Carver Hawkeye Arena, and then you can go watch the big game. Alex, total points scored, Iowa-Nebraska for the tiebreaker.
I'm going to go with 160 points.
I'm going to go 150, right on the dot.
93-90 last time these teams got together in Lincoln. It went to double overtime. Take 20 off both of them, 73-70, except Hawks win this time. Give me 143.
Sean?
I'm
going to
go 155.
Scott?
144.
Unless Jock plays, we'll give up a lot more points.
Scott?
144.
Oh, Price is
by the way, Scott. By the way, Scott. Yeah. Scott's upset he wasn't part of the mass text the other night, Sean. So make sure you get unanimous.
Mark, close this out. Bring the curtain down on the final tiebreaker selection.
135.
And there you have it. Monday we will call it quits with the Carl and Ernie's Pick Six. Someone's going to win the final $30 gift certificate to Carl and Ernie's there on Highway 1 West in Iowa City. We need six callers right now, 319-366-1600. And, yeah, if you haven't won with us in the last 30 days, it's now a free-for-all. This is the Wild Wild West. It's the last one of the year. Why not? As long as you haven't won with us in the last 30 days, you're eligible here. 319-366-1600, half-price pizza, half-price wings, Super Bowl Sunday there at Carl and Ernie's and at Coach's Corner where we're going to be tomorrow for the KGYM road trip. Sean, I think I speak for everybody here when I say thank you once again for sponsoring the Pick Six. We had fun this year, and go Cubs.
Absolutely, guys. It's always fun. Appreciate everything you guys do for me. It's always a good time.
All right. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
That was an endorsement of everything that I said, including the go Cubs part.
Oh, indeed.
I want that on the – may I get that on the record?
It's on the record.
Okay.
It's on the record.
Why?
Phones are lining up, so
supersized. Look at that.
I like it. And we agreed to this too. We came up with the idea to supersize it. So if we lose, it's our fault. But hey, let's have fun with prop bets. That's what it's all about.
I just realized that if you read mine in order down the list, it spells Haini Unuone, which I think is,
thank you, Harry.
I think is Hawaiian.
Can I, real quick, guys, just and if you guys say no, I get it. Scott, Unash, and I are six apart from each other.
I'm
currently
not doing some sort of a bet where
No, hear me out.
I have to run downtown at 3 in the morning.
No, that's Dave the Trucker. we are separated by six games. Scott and I only have six opposite of each other. Do you guys care if I change one of these right now to make it seven? Do you guys care? Just
you
want
to call an audible?
I want one audible. Real quick, I already know which one I want to change. So I'm not going to waste any time.
If it's okay with Unash, it's
Unash,
okay.
Unash, is it okay
with
you?
I don't care.
Okay, you don't care.
Which I'm trying to look here and figure out.
The one I want to change, both Unash and I have Tom Brady completions under 25 and a half. I would like to have my completions for Tom Brady to go over 25 and a half. Is that
judges,
okay?
Judges?
You guys okay with that?
Allow it. All right.
Tom Brady completions has been changed to over.
Thank you.
Over. All right. Don't say I never did anything for you.
Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome. All right. APC coming your way next. We'll be back tomorrow at 3 o'clock with another edition of the Gym Class. Coming your way right here on KGYM.
Stu Gatz here for 1-800-Flowers. I'm not going to name names, but when it comes to being a last-minute guy, I know a few. They're the type to remember it's Valentine's Day on the way home from work, and by then, it's too late. That's why 1-800-Flowers.com is giving guys everywhere an awesome incentive to order early right now. 1-800-Flowers is offering a special deal. Up to 40% off best-selling bouquets and gifts perfect for Valentine's. Simply pick your delivery date and let 1-800-Flowers handle the rest. Up to 40% off at 1-800-Flowers.com is an amazing Valentine's Day deal available until Friday only. Every bouquet and arrangement is backed by their 100% smile guarantee. When it comes to Valentine's, don't settle for anything.